But first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, and it's brought to us by our very dear and beloved sponsors, A Number One Air and Man's Best Friend.
Thank you, A Number One Air and Man's Best Friend. All right, as we look over the convention center right now and we see all these animals, these taxidermied animals, some really beautiful mounts. Don't I love that word? Giorgio, you're staring at the rear end of a brown bear over there.
Big old bear.
Big old bear. So I thought this would be a good time to resurrect Bear Trap Moment of the Week, right? The first one of 2012. This is where we read awkward situations that P1s have gotten themselves into as they walk along our landscape, just trying to get along, making a few jokes, having a little fun with people. Next thing you know, they step in a bear trap, a metaphorical one.
By the way, that bear...
Yeah.
I think the human would have a fighting chance against that brown bear.
You're crazy.
How? It just doesn't seem as big as I thought the brown bear was.
Well, that may be a small example there, Giorgio. You need to go see a...
That's not like a Kodiak brown.
You can go see a... I'm sure there's a Kodiak brown around here.
How do you guys say I would have no chance against a pit bull, and a pit bull is one-tenth the size of
that
bear?
Well, because you're stupid when you say the pit bull thing, and he's even stupider saying the brown bear thing. That's the explanation.
All right, back to the bear trap.
Back to the bear trap moment of the week. Now, I'm going to read three, and we vote which one is the worst bear trap or the bear trap moment of the week.
I say number two.
Best bear trap or
worst
bear trap?
Worst.
If it's the best bear trap, then that means it worked. It snapped the hardest, right?
I think we always, when we vote, we always say number two is the worst.
It was the worst social situation, but the best bear trap.
Best story.
Yeah. Okay, now here's the problem with this. And I'm just going to confess this to you, the P1s, and everyone listening right now who's not a P1. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I can't remember whether I did these with Ducey. I don't think I did, but then they seem oddly familiar to me.
Well, I don't think you would have because Bear Trap is always Friday, and you didn't work a Friday with Ducey.
Right, but I may have done some special programming.
Oh.
So hopefully the P1s love you. These are new to you guys.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, when people heard Ducey was going to be on, it was a massive tune out. All right, here's the first one. Gordon, my wife and I were walking the dogs Friday evening, and we were approaching a neighbor's house half a block from ours. There were lots of cars parked out front, and a man and two women in their 60s were approaching the sidewalk after parking. And in jest, I asked, "Hey, why weren't we invited?" No one laughed, and then after an awkward pause, one of the women said, "There's been a death in the family." It was hell completing the dog walk with the pain in my ankle from stepping into that bear trap, but I just felt horrible the whole time. Them greeting the jocular neighbor who, "Hey, why weren't we invited?" Meanwhile, they're burying a granddaughter or something.
And you know, normally I think it's sorry of the other person to mention a death, but in this case...
He forced it.
Yeah, I guess they kind of had to.
Yeah.
This person didn't go out of their way to inform him of the tragedy. He just said, "I'm sorry, death in the family."
Oh, my. Oh, my. That came to us from our friend David Brashear.
Oh, David, yeah.
All right, candidate number two comes to us from... He wishes to remain anonymous.
Mm. This must be bad.
Gordon, I witnessed my first ever bear trap moment, and I think you should know about it. A couple friends and I went to a club after the great Morrissey show, an irrelevant but awesome detail, he adds. Anyway, one buddy rounded up a couple ladies to talk to. A tattoo of someone's name was immediately noticeable on the boob of one of these ladies, and my buddy immediately went in for the kill. He points to it and asks, "What's that?" in an obvious attempt at letting her know he noticed her trashiness. Her reply was, "Oh, that's for my brother who was killed in Afghanistan." My buddy didn't even wait for her to finish the sentence before he looked at me and said in a slumped shoulder defeat, "Oh, bear trap." I was so uncomfortable I evacuated immediately and left him hanging. By the way, Morrissey was great and oh so gay. Love, Anonymous. So yeah, pointing out the, "Hey, who's that on your boob?" And then it turns out she's paying tribute to her dead brother by getting his name tattooed on her breast.
That one's not that bad. If you're going to have the tattoo, then there's going to be a story behind it.
Yeah, she's kind of at fault here. because that's a very odd place to get a tattoo. It's a really odd place to get a tattoo of your brother's name.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's dead or alive. God bless him for serving our country, but still, she made that awkward.
See, I don't think this one is as bad as we had another bear trap, I think about a year and a half ago, in which the woman got the name of her dead baby tattooed on her breast, and the guy brought that up. And it seems like that guy even had a follow-up pitch after he was given the information, and he was so uncomfortable, he thought, well, just one more joke's going to get me totally out of this thing. I can completely roll out of the pocket and escape a defender this way.
Yeah, and this guy didn't really make fun of the tattoo. He just says, hey, what's the deal with that?
Right. Yeah. Candidate number three. I know I didn't read these with Deuces because they suck. That's
no,
how
no,
I know
no,
about
no, they're good.
Okay. Tattoo number three. My God. Perry sends this.
Oops.
So,
apes.
So after I got off work, I stopped by a grocery store to pick up some roses for my mom before I go to the cemetery since she died 5 months ago today. I picked out a couple dozen pink roses for my mom from the floral section. I walked to the checkout line. The lady in front of me wanted to chit-chat. She was asking me if a regular DVD player plays Blu-ray and all kinds of just annoying technical questions from a woman. But we were having a nice conversation, and when the lady in front of me finishes buying her groceries, she says about the flowers that I was buying. She said, so is that for your wife, a girlfriend? What's the special occasion? At this time, I felt very uncomfortable, and I uttered, those are for my dead mother who died 5 months ago today.
Okay.
I'm
on my way to the cemetery to visit.
He could just say they're for my mom.
Yeah.
All right, but then he does risk that, oh, really? Your mom? What is she? Yeah. Is this her birthday?
Yeah. No, I'm just stopping by to see her.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen my mom in a while. Well, yep. I haven't either, ma'am.
No, you just says, yep, okay. Well, good talking to you.
I think she's going to force it into some situation where you got to drop the dead mother bomb on her.
Yeah.
I have a side question. I've done this before. I've taken flowers to a grave. Waste of money?
But that's the point of it. See, this is the point of flowers, and this is going to sound really high horsey, but it is my strong personal opinion that the whole point of flowers is that here is something that is ephemeral and beautiful, and it withers and dies. And that little short life cycle of a flower is the representation of the life. That's why we do flowers on graves. That's why it started. Because it's beautiful and goes away. And then people get artificial flowers and put on a grave. That violates the whole point of the flower thing. So that's my rant on artificial flowers on graves.
But
no
you see
to
the
most people that put them on there.
All right, but you see the real flowers for a few minutes while you're there. And then when you leave, nobody's really seeing them.
But it's the meaning behind it. It's the fact that you spent money. You're right. It's throwing away money, but it's showing how much you love someone is, you know, I guess is yardsticked by how much money you're willing to throw away on them. That's the whole point of it. It's like a woman in diamonds. Diamonds cost a whole bunch of money, and what real use do you... I mean, can you really tell the difference between that and cubic zirconium? But no, the price tag is what's most important with diamonds.
But at least that woman is alive. At least you hope.
What?
When you buy her a diamond.
Wow. Anyway, P1 Perry continues, the lady in front of me and the cashier went from laughing and having a good time to embarrassment and didn't know what to say. And both of them just said, I'm so sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like they could know.
Whether you're the cashier or the person in front of someone in line, don't comment on the items that they've bought.
Right.
I don't care if it's flowers or whatever.
What about if it's Tamps?
No.
If a guy's buying Tamps, don't you have to comment?
No, he's obviously picking up for his wife, and that's one of those uncomfortable things we have to do time to time.
That's a perfect opportunity if you're the checkout person to say, oh, wife having a hard time?
No, it's not. You don't say a word.
And don't call them Tamps.
What would you call
them? I hate it when the cashier makes comments on the things that you have. Oh, you got those on sale?
What about if you're buying the industrial toilet paper? The one that has 58 rolls in it. Wow, you having backside problems?
Big plans for the weekend? Don't worry about it, dude. I got a good special on the toilet paper.
A friend of mine did that. He went to a liquor store, and he was buying beer and some liquor. And he picked that up, and you know how liquor stores, I don't know if they still do, but they used to have girly magazines back there, too. And he saw one up there, and he said, I'll have that so-and-so, whatever, penthouse, whatever it was. And he pulled it down, and the liquor store owner, he told me, said, wow, quite a weekend you got planned. Commenting on the depression of him just buying alcohol for himself and going out
the cashier should not comment.
All right, he said the lady hurried, gathered all her groceries, and walked as fast as she could out the store. And then the cashier and I had the most uncomfortable, silent transaction he's ever had. There was nothing spoken during his transaction after that. So there are your three candidates. Is it number one, who's the walking the dogs? Hey, why weren't we invited to a party? Oh, we've had a death in the family. Two, the dead brother on the breast. And three, the roses for mommy.
I say three.
I'd say one, because he was basically inviting himself to a party that didn't exist.
Inviting himself to a family get-together to mourn a lost one?
Right.
I think three. I think three
has
been
taking the biggest leap of, hey, what are those for?
Yeah, because everything's a big comedy show up until that moment.
Yeah, big conversation and all that.
Right, so it's number three. Perry, you've won Bear Trap Moment of the Week. If you've had an uncomfortable situation, email it to me, gordon@gordonkeith.com, and you may hear your Bear Trap Moment on Bear Trap Moment of the Week.
All right, 644.